And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a word of the week this week. It's Whackerspacker.
Whackerspacker.
Whackerspacker. But I'm not going to tell you what it means yet. It's going to be coming up later in the show. I've had a really lovely email that will explain all from Bloke Into All, which is nice. So this show is going to be a bit weird, isn't it? Because we've got some different things going on and some things we weren't expecting. And I've forgotten to get any of the MySpace pages. So after you won 6-0 last week, I'm going to have to give this to you by default, 6-0.
Yay.
So it's 6-0 again. You've won already.
I am one of the last winners.
God, I seem to just be a loser at the moment. I don't know. So I'm going to crack on with the first song, Tone. It's From the Vaults, by the way. We're kicking straight in with From the Vaults. This Saturday at Remix Nightclub in Hitchin, there is a rogue night that my mate DJ Charlie Frame does. And he has bands and he has sort of mush-up music DJing going on. One of the bands he's got on this week are the Newtown Centres. This is from their fantastic album, which I have in front of me, which is called The Reason You're Alive. Do try and get it. Go to their MySpace page, which is, can you remember what it is? Is it Newtown Centres or The Newtown Centres?
Or is it We Are The Newtown Centres?
Or is it We Are The Newtown Centres? It could be. It'll be in our top friends this week. This is The Newtown Centres, and the first track from The Reason You're Alive is a brilliant album. This is I Left My Girlfriend.
I left my girlfriend when my friend left his. I haven't told her what the reason is. I left my girlfriend in a sprawling mess, and since then, you know, I haven't had a moment's rest. She's been saddest because I haven't had all the fun I have to have, but it's not bad. She says that I should have told her if my feelings for her withered to mad. They seem so clear. She wants to know what the reason is. I let my girlfriend because my friend left his. She wants to know what the reason is. I let my girlfriend because my friend left his. He left his.
Of a million.
So that's the Newtown Centres, and I left my girlfriend because my friend left his. This is the Planet Smashers. I remembered up front there.
Nice.
If you're wondering, by the way, why you don't hear us going hua 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 anymore, it's because we don't hear the beds when we're making the show, because we're doing it by Skype. I should explain. So basically, we don't know when to do it anymore, which is why that has just stopped. If you were wondering out there, I mean, you probably weren't. Now you're thinking charlatans. But yeah, because the Punky Treehouse is approximately 150 miles from the Highwayman's Lodge, it means that we haven't got that interaction we used to have.
No.
But I do still interact, Tony, with people on Facebook.
Nice.
If you add me on Facebook and I get around to it, I will do a Met Randomly about how we met in the Met Randomly section. I do prefer it if you do the Met Randomly, though. Obviously, it saves me time. A few people have said to me recently, oh, look at you with your 577 Facebook mates. I don't add anybody. They add me from a variety of different places. That's why. So I've got a real disparate bunch of Facebook friends, half of which I don't actually physically know. That's why I've got a large amount of Facebook friends. It's not because I'm some big-time Charlie that wants mates. Anyway, up. One of the people that added me is a guy called Carl Boater. Have I told you about Carl Boater before?
I don't think so.
No. Carl Boater was, well, I'll tell you in fact, would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. We both went to Mansfield by mistake. He moved from South Africa, I moved from Hitchin, we got to know each other. He's still there. He was married and divorced in the time I was there. And I've left there for similar reasons. Chris Kent. Now, do you know anything about Chris Kent?
Don't think so.
Me neither. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. I caught him in flagrante delecto with a vacuum cleaner and a small piece of wood. I was wearing a grass skirt and a smile. He was in a sailor suit. Happy days. Jem King. Do you know about Jem King?
Don't think so.
I think Jem King was one of the first people I added on Facebook when I joined the Nottingham Network. And basically looked around for people from Nottingham that I thought might like the show. And I think Jem King was one of them, I think. But anyway, would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Met randomly. We travelled to Greenland and trekked around the Arctic Circle, but we weren't so daft as to go to the North Pole together. Yeah, I don't really understand that. Oh, sorry. We met randomly. I bumped into Jem on the wrong side of the Bering Straits. After many days of travelling, we ran out of food. The weather turned nasty and we were forced to take shelter in the carcass of a dead, yet near-preserved orca, eating our temporary home from the inside out until a more clement system arrived. That's what I meant to say. Adam Lee Knight, Tony.
Okay.
Do you know anything about Adam Lee Knight?
No.
Me neither. Oh. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Adam lived under a bridge and tried to eat me when I trip-trapped over it with the rest of the Rockabilly Goat's Gruff. We escaped him, and now he lives on discarded poo sticks. Have you got any podcast alley comments? Oh, sorry, I should say, please do add me on Facebook. Or more importantly, if you do add me on Facebook, please do join the group that is the reason why you've added me. So it could either be the Punky group, or the Last Minute Comedy Club group, or it could be the Dolly Remixer group, or it could be the new venture, the Comedy SOS group. But join one of those groups so I know how you know me, so we didn't just meet randomly. Deal?
Deal.
Right, Tony, have you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far this month, but it is nearly the end of the month. Saturday is the 31st, so please do vote for us Sunday, or, you know, from Sunday for the February month. No point voting this week, so hold off until Sunday. And then go for it. Go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because I read out the best comments. All of them. And here is the proof. As it's a new year, it's time to vote again for these two smacktards. Keep up the good work, boys. Keener.
Thank you, Keener.
Yeah.
Regular contributor.
Regular. Good voter. Thank you. Punky. Punky is the greatest thing to grace my ears since before the war. But which war, I won't reveal. From D. McCracken. Thank you very much. Bit scary. Well, there you go.
Working on the basis that D. McCracken probably isn't over the... It's Daniel, isn't it?
I don't know. I think so.
If he's saying since before the war, I'm going with the second Gulf War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't think he was around for the Falklands.
What was it, 80s, wasn't it? Early 80s?
Or the Cod War.
Okay.
The Falklands was 82, wasn't it?
Yeah.
81, 82. And the Cod War was early 70s. And that was the last time we went to war with Iceland.
Blimey.
And now we just go to war with NATO.
Punktastic. Entertainment at its punky best. That's from Jez Arnold.
Thank you very much, Jez. You are right, of course.
Yeah. Punk is great. Combining the verbal wit of William Shakespeare and the foul stench of something really stinky, punk is a unique experience in sensory overload. That's from Mark. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Mark. Well, that's kind of... Well, I'm the Shakespeare bit, so that must make you the other.
Stinky. Fair enough. Punky.
Hey, Tony,
Yeah.
Speaking of stinky and regular...
Yeah?
On Sunday morning, after the gig I did in Dereham, in Norfolk, more of that later, I'd had four poos by 11 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good
and poos
or bad poos?
And each one made me feel a little better than the last.
Exponentially better.
They were exponentially better, didn't you, legend?
Punky.
Improving chittery. Exponential. The word of the week right there. We've already got wankers back at that.
Oh, dear. Not only is Punky the dog's bollocks, but it's the cat's arse crack and the goldfish nipples too. P.S. If you don't add me as a friend on MySpace, I will stamp my feet and sulk a little bit. That's from Bradley Sprog.
Oh, Bradley, I did eventually add you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, this.
I don't think goldfish have nipples.
No.
If you can prove to me goldfish have nipples, I want photographic evidence. Please send it to poorlyb at punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. See? I told you they had nipples.
And that's it. Podcast Ali.
Get photoshopping.
Oh dear.
So you're saying that's it?
That's it. I've done Podcast Ali.
Well, if that's it, then please do vote for the Podcast Ali from Sunday, February the 1st, which of course will only be 4 days before my birthday. Feel free to send me chocolates. Sugar free. Right, time for track two. This has come through from Julia K. Now, Tony, Julia K found us on MySpace. And said, listen, I don't think you'll like everything I do, but would you have a listen to my page? Because I've got one track, Monster, that I think would be perfect for you. I listened. She was right. She went to the address on the profile. She sent us the CD of her first album, Spit Out the Pips. That's the name of the album. I'm
saying.
And this is the track she's going to say. She sent me a lovely little note. So she's quite fit as well. which is vaguely shallow by me, I suppose, but I'm just passing on the truth. I think a MySpace page is myspace.com/ Julia K, but I don't know for sure because I haven't checked anybody's MySpace page this week.
Okay.
She'll be in our top friends because she's in our friends. I'll sort it out as soon as we've made the show. This is Monster.
I'm not some shy girl whose sex you helped discover. I'm not your good girl, I'm not your porn star. I'm not your clean shaven skinny little chop chop chop. I'm not your little girl, I'm not the weaker sex. I don't need manicures to help me find my self respect. I'm not a gold digger, I'm not a feminist. I'm not afraid to take the things I want with my fists, no, no. And if I close my eyes, and if I hold my breath, and if I curl up tight, maybe I'll stop trying and become the girl you wanna see. Maybe I'll be something in this pigeonhole society. Maybe I should smile and bite my tongue and get down on my knees. I'm not your sweetheart, I'm not your princess. I'm not your dancing queen, your baby girl, your tenderness. I'm not your buxom witch, I'm not your geisha girl. I'm not your heart of gold, your precious jewel, your little pearl, baby. Ooh, oh my baby. Ooh,
I close my eyes, and if I hold my breath, and if I curl up tight, and if I say my prayers. And when you say your prayers, why don't you say a little one for me? Why are you watching all those lovely shiny women on TV? Still can't understand the reason for all this intensity. Well, I'm not everyone, but oh my God, you know it's all in me. It's all in me. It's all in me. It's all in me. Yeah. When you say your prayers, when you say your prayers, when you say your prayers, when you say your prayers.
That's Julia Kay and Monster. This is the Dead 60s. We'll be playing another track of that album. She's undersold it. It's a really, really good album. And there's another couple of tracks on there that I think are punky suitable. So we'll play something else in coming weeks. Do check her out on MySpace. Do add her on MySpace. Do buy the CD. That's my advice for every band we play on this show, basically. Now,
yeah,
I have some additional material here, Tony.
Okay.
This is an email that came through from a bloke in Hull.
Right.
Whose name I haven't written down, to my shame. I'm so sorry. I will find it. I'll find it by the end of the show. So I'm going to attempt a Hull accent now, which does involve yodeling. As you know, I was born just south of the River Humber in a quaint little fishing village called Scunthorpe. So I do know the accent. Whether I can do it now, I don't know. But anyway, here goes. This came through via email, poorlybe@punkyradio.com. It's about Word of the Week.
Mm-hmm. Well, smart tards, loving to show you a pair of queef cakes. I may not be right in the head now anymore. After listening to all of those shows, I possibly could in the shortest time I could while having to work, but fuck it. Anyway, I have a new Word of the Week for you. Whackerspacker. This is a term for a man slut who, while doing the very admirable thing of shagging any female who'll let him, and dips his wick any chance he can.
Sorry, I've just completely lost it.
It's a big enough smack tard not to wear a condom and carries more STDs than a 5-pound hooker across certain men's public toilets that happen to have glory holes in them. It comes from the term, don't be a spacker, wrap up your whacker. It's best used. A warning shout to girls to make sure the whacker spacker trying to get in the knickers is stopped from spreading diseases. Keep up the good work, boys. Green Day from Hull.
That's his name.
That's Hull to you southern pansies in the fantastic land of Yorkshire. But leaving in Edinburgh.
Now, don't get this. He said, but leaving in Edinburgh. Presumably means, but living in Edinburgh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
P.S. After listening to your old shows, whatever happened to your punky online merchandise after you closed down your Cafe Palace store?
Good point.
Very good point.
Now then, Green Day from Hull, now leaving in Edinburgh. I've had a few requests about this recently. I had a few emails through and queries. One or two people trying to buy T-shirts. The T-shirt store was online at Cafe Pret, but people in the UK were getting stung import duty on it, and it was getting quite expensive even with the brilliant exchange rate. The brilliant exchange rate is not there, and we were paying a monthly fee to have loads and loads and loads of designs on. But we discussed a few months back that you, Tony Hearn, was going to put it back up on the free Cafe Press site, just the punky T-shirt, the one design on the, you know, one design on a T-shirt, one design on a mug, one design on a hat, etc., etc., etc. And you were going to do that, and you have, haven't you?
No.
Right. Okay, Tone. So you're going to have to spend half an hour doing that.
Yeah,
just so people have the option to buy some punky merchandise, because it would be nice to have it back. You've still got the designs, haven't you? I think you've got all the the stuff. I don't think it'll take you long to set it up again, will it?
I don't think so. No, I've got everything. Yeah. I don't delete anything.
So look, we'll get a Punky Radio T-shirt up there, and because I think we can have a different design on each thing, can't we?
Yes, but you can only have one of each thing. I think that's the deal.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll have a Punky Radio T-shirt. And then we'll have some other sayings from the show on mugs and hats and whatever. So you get options. Sound like a deal?
Yeah, maybe we could alternate them or something.
Also a very good idea, Tone. Maybe we could update from time to time, or perhaps have specials. Say for 1 week only Goopa Goopa, or for 1 week only the most popular one that we got, in fact, which is "You, Sir, Are a Wank Stain on the Duvet of Society," which did sell quite well. So, yeah, we will try and get them back up. And we'll maybe put a few of the newer Word of the Weeks on as well, because we've had some classics. So, yes, that's what we'll do. Deal?
Okay. I'll try and remember next week.
All right, Tony. So, look, in the short term, if you can just do the basic and just get a Punky Radio T-shirt, mug and hat on there,
okay,
then we can take it from there and we'll see how it goes. We still haven't found a better T-shirt distributor for the UK, which was our plan.
Yeah.
But we haven't got that. So if you would like one, I know it's going to cost you a few quid, but they are good quality T-shirts, I have to say. A few people who bought them, they still look very, very good in them. I'm thinking Fatboy.
Yeah. He loves his. And a few of your comedy regulars, don't they have some as well?
Yeah, well, they got some. They got ones just said Punky in big letters, didn't they? There's a punk rocker in the village. His name is Punky.
Yeah.
For the Last Minute Comedy Club. So, yes, they do exist. We'll get them back up and you'll be able to get them soon.
Okay.
Sounds fine, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Tony.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, okay. Dear.
No, it has run dry, as feared.
Your twat has run dry.
Yeah, I do
so
need them.
So this is the first time in how long we haven't done this?
It's been a good while. It's always running a little bit thin on the ground, but we've kept it up for quite a while.
So we can now say, officially, Tony needs twat. We can't do the Is a Twat feature this week. How do people do that, Tony?
Right, you need to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. That's it. Simple as that. That's all I need. And send them through as soon as possible, please. Every single one gets a reply. I use more or less every single one as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last week you were set a challenge to write a poem for this week. Yes. Have you done that?
Yes.
In that case, then, it's time for, because I can't remember the theme, pa 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 Poetry Corner. It's poems from Tony Falla.
Dusted off my poem skills today. Did my best. You decide if it's any good or not. Written
is
about
this emo, Tony? Is this poem Kittenblood?
It's a little bit Kittenbloody. It's not that bad. I've written more Kittenblood stuff than this before.
Yeah, you may hear me saying Kittenblood during the reading of it.
Oh, you can't talk over me. Come on, not my poem. It took me
I
2 hours.
I can't shoot under
this.
Your pigeons. Fair enough.
Written about the only thing that's going on in my head at the moment, so we'll see. So you ready for
it's
it?
It's not about carpet, is it?
It doesn't involve carpet.
That's it. Oh, for goodness sake.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
We've been together 2 years. Tony
Hey, what's it called?
It hasn't got a name.
Kimbler.
I call it She's Moving. How about that?
Kimbler.
We've been together 2 years. Tony Towers is looking cool. The time has finally come to say goodbye to Paul. No more strange landladies who really are quite mad. No more lengthy drives, for which we are quite glad. It's been a hectic month, but it's very nearly there. Walls painted, space cleared, and the floors are a lot less bare. The place is no longer Tony's bachelor zone. It's become our place to share in love. It has become our home. But please don't forget, my wardrobe is forbidden, because that is where the really good porn is hidden. So finally a welcome, one that's filled with glee. Welcome to Tony Towers, my beautiful Stephanie.
Kimblood! That's a really good poem, Tone.
Thank you.
Well done. If you think you can do better than that, and you can, why not email? PaulieB@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, Poetry Corner, and we'll get your poem read out soon. You now know the bar is set low. Tony, that was really good, mate, because that did encapsulate your last 2 years in rhyming form.
Thank you.
A truly wonderful poem, the like of which I didn't think a man of knobs and clicks could ever produce. But saying that, you've come up with some great, great lyrics before. I mean, I love the words of Tony Towers.
That's true. Thank you.
Well done, Tony. That's a really good poem. That's made me so happy, I feel like playing something Japanese. Soul, And Flamingo Cabaret, Tony. What do you think of that?
Very nice.
That is rocking. Right, and guess where I got those from?
Japan Files?
JapanFiles.com. Yeah, it's another one. I'm spending an increasing amount of time on there. It's a great site. Loads and loads of decent Japanese music. Do check it out, because quite frankly, you'll be the only bloke in the office, or the only kid in class, or the only, you know, girl down the knitting club, whatever you women do. Who has Japanese punk rock, and you'll just be able to show off, and it's worth it. And as I say, we'll be talking about another site that's really easy to use in a minute, but quite frankly, I can use the Japan Files site. It's that easy. JapanFiles.com. We're in our top friends on Punky Radio, myspace.com/Punky Radio, and the Buzzdogs album. I could have played four or five of it. Really, really good. But I plumped for Flamingo Cabaret. Thought it had a nice feel. Now then, Tony. Here's something that has a nice feel.
Yeah.
GoDaddy. Okay. Have you managed to look into GoDaddy yet? Because I know you'd expressed an interest in it, but then nothing happened, really.
No, too busy writing poems this week. So
absolutely fair enough. And I think that is a more honourable thing to do. quite frankly, as I'm about to read this advert out, I'd like to put the codicil, if you will, on the start of it, which is, if you choose not to take my advice here, then please do take this advice. Write poetry. So, anyway.
Yes.
Our friends at GoDaddy.com, Tony, essentially they're a web services provider. So I'm going to read this as a poet. Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional, yes, an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a Punky 2 code. That is
Punky 2.
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 Nick. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
La 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 la, because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Oh.
Very nice.
Zoid? that was Cop Show by Mark, Project Marv in the background. Have you heard from the shiny-toothed weasel?
I haven't, no. No. I will catch up with him next month, hopefully.
Oh, will you? What, have you been walking around just behind him this whole time?
Yeah. He's a fast little bugger.
I'll catch up with him. He had a head start. That's He's true. Only got a little leg stone. Just break into a trot. You'll soon overtake him.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's the next song. It's Possessed by Paul James. It's East Mountain. By Paul James and a track from their album Cold and Blind called East Mountain. Track 8 of 10 tracks. I tell you what, that is roots, blues, hillbilly, yokel, bluegrass, mountain music. And it's on Voodoo Rhythm Records, of course it is. Again, not the usual fodder for Punky, but but the more you listen to this band or this guy, the more you're going to love him. I would ask you the MySpace page, Tony, but of course I haven't done the research for the MySpace pages this week, so I think it's possessed by Paul James, but I'm not sure. I think he's in the Punky Friends. It should be in our MySpace Top Friends. Do check out the MySpace page, myspace.com/Punky Radio. Pretty much all the bands we're playing on this week's show should be in there. Now then, Tony, I've got a little note here for what I'm going to talk about now, and it just says Forest v Derby. And okay. There's news about that tonight.
Right.
And the news is Forest v Derby was last week in the fourth round of the FA Cup. Forest having beaten Man City in the round before 3-0. We went to Pride Park, as I call it, Shameful Meadow, and had a terrific game of football with Derby. A 1-1 was a fair result, if only because it means we take them back to our place, and we were singing, "We're going to beat you at the City Ground" at the end. It was great. The game's on next Wednesday, 4th of February, which is the day before my birthday, or as I call it, Paulmas Eve. I will be watching it in some capacity, particularly as the winner of that match gets a home tie against Tony.
Manchester United.
Yeah, not against Tony, that would be a walkover. It's Nottingham Forest v Tony in the fifth round of the FA Cup.
I could do him.
Tony shouting, not fair, let me bring on subs. Steph, get your boots on, you're taking the penalties.
It's going to be good. And if that happens, it's the day before my birthday, on the 15th of
February. Yes. Yeah, that would be when we would play Man U. Well, on the 15th of February. Wow.
Yeah.
Pressure. That's a Sunday.
Yeah, my birthday's on a Monday. And Valentine's Day is on a Saturday. So yeah, works out.
15th of February. Also a very important date. I'll tell you about that more next week. So yeah, Forest v Derby, classic match. I had to have a jazz cigarette at half time and put on my Nottingham Forest pyjamas. I was under a lot of pressure. I was that worried about it, not nearly as worried as the people were in the pub who were watching me having a jazz cigarette in my Nottingham Forest pyjamas. No, I wasn't in the pub, I was at home. And it wasn't a jazz cigarette, it was free-form tobacco.
Of course. Because that would be bad.
It was free-form tobacco, Tony.
Good, good.
Yeah, it just I'm loving Forest right now. I was not happy about Billy Davis, the new manager, at all, but clearly he's got the team playing. They want to win again, and they want to win for the boss. Nigel Clough took over as manager of Derby County, and of course is a former Forest player. His dad managed both clubs, but he went to Derby, and he's turned into a sheep shagger, and ha ha ha, because they lost. Well, they only drew at home, and now we're going to beat them, ha ha ha. And Derby lost this evening to Birmingham City.
Shame.
And Nottingham Forest beat Sheffield Wednesday 2-1. We climb the table. We climb. We climb. Put money on Forest reaching the playoffs. Oh, yeah, mate.
Yeah? You have done.
We might have been bottom a couple of weeks ago. Money on... Crystal Palace did it a few years ago. Went up, didn't they? So I think it was Palace.
I'm not sure.
And so I think Ipswich and Southampton have done similar things. I reckon Forest can make the playoffs. On that confidence, suddenly having gone, we lose every week, to go, we're going to make the fucking playoffs. Here it goes. This is going to be brilliant. In fact, I might phone you up, Tony, to tell you about it. Well, I would, except I'm having phone issues. Now, you know how last week, had I said that my mobile phone, my Nokia N95, useless piece of shit made out of plastic and hope, was the battery. The battery fell off on New Year's Eve. The back just came away. The battery fell down the urinal.
Yeah.
While I was waiting for a new battery, I was using my old phone. And when the new battery came, I went to put it in the N95. And it said emergency calls only and wouldn't let me on the internet.
Okay.
I phoned them up. They on my old phone, that which is knackered, and they said, you need to send it in for repair, we'll send you a bag. I went, fair enough. 3 days later, four days later, phoned them up and said, you haven't sent me a bag. Why not? And they said, it hasn't been logged. We didn't know we had to send you a bag.
Okay.
I got very angry, said, I've been without a phone, I will have been without a phone. How long has it taken? But it's 3 to 5 working days. I said to them, will you send me an email or text of confirmation that this bag has been ordered, because I don't want to have to get in touch with you again in 4 days to find it hasn't been done. And he said, we don't do that. We don't send emails out or text. I'm telling you I've done it. I've done it. I'm going, mate, that's not enough. The last bloke told me he'd done it. I'm not being rude, but I'd like it in writing so that when I get in touch with you again, if something goes wrong, I've got it in writing, either via email or text. No, won't do it. I said, well, can I speak to your manager, please? I was trying to keep calm. I said, can I speak to your manager, please? He said, my manager will only tell you the same thing. I said, well, I'll hear that from him. Thank you very much. Will you put me through to your manager? They don't like doing it, do they? Will you put me through to your manager? I haven't asked you for your name yet. This would be a good time to put me through to your manager. Right. Anyway, he puts me through to the boss. The boss comes on. I explain the situation to him. I said, all I'm asking for is either an email or text that says, we have sent your bag. Right. I said, I don't need a letter of apology. I don't need anything at all. I just need an email or text that says it's coming, right, and then I'll be fine. And he went, yeah, sure. It's just like, I said, right, so you don't mind doing that? He went, no. I said, the bloke I spoke to said you wouldn't do it. He went, I can't be responsible for my team. I went, yes, you can. You're responsible for your team. But look, it's all right. I don't need an email about that. Just, I want a text saying it's coming. So he did. 2 days later, I get two bags.
Brilliant.
Right. So anyway, I send the phone back. They've said there's a one-day turnaround at the factory. They bring the phone back. I open it up. There's a message with it. I've got the message here, in fact. This is a fantastic message. Dear T-Mobile customer, thank you for your patience since returning your mobile phone for repairs. We know how inconvenient life can be without it. We've looked at your phone and found that the fault is due to contact with liquid stroke moisture. The manufacturer defines liquid contamination as oxidation of one or more components on the main circuit board, which can be caused by a number of issues. Here are some common causes of liquid damage. Dropped in water or a puddle? No. Spillage of any kind of liquid? No. Rain, fog or mist? Now, I'm sorry, mate, but if you're lost in the fog, are they saying you can't use your mobile phone because it could get water damage? Surely you need to use your mobile phone if you're lost in the fog or mist, right?
Hmm.
Steam. Open brackets. E.g. leaving the phone on kitchen counter while cooking. Tony, how many people have left their phone on the kitchen counter while cooking? Isn't that a normal thing to do?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Condensation. E.g. leaving the phone in a vehicle overnight. How many people have just left their phone in the glove box or something overnight? You know, they've left it on the back seat. And they're saying the manufacturer's warranty does not cover a repair if you do that. So basically, they're saying that you can't use your phone if you get lost. You can't use your phone if you're cooking. And you can't leave your phone in the car. And finally, and I quote, a common cause of liquid damage, body perspiration. You're not allowed to sweat near your phone. It's not covered by the warranty. Right?
Right.
It goes on. Unfortunately, we are unable to repair your phone, as this type of fault is excluded from the manufacturer's warranty. Well, I'm not happy with that, Tone.
Okay.
I phoned them up on my old phone. Said, look, it says here that the phone hasn't... you won't repair my phone because you've said it's been a victim of liquid damage. I said, well, quite frankly, I don't care if that's in the warranty or not. It's not a good enough reason. This phone has not been dropped in water or a puddle. The battery has, but not the phone itself. No spillage of any kind has gone on it. Actually, it hasn't been used in the rain, fog or mist. I'm afraid I don't know whether it's ever been left on the kitchen counter while cooking. I'm sure an awful lot of people do that, and I'm not alone, and that should be within the warranty. I am not responsible for condensation. If a phone is going to be subject to a damp environment, then you should make better phones, basically, or you should certainly be sending better phones to your customers. Because if a phone can't handle being in someone's pocket in a damp place or being in the glove box of a car, in my opinion, it's not a decent enough phone. I said, and finally, as far as body perspiration goes, I didn't actually say this to him. It was words to this effect. I said, you're basically saying if you're fat and in a rush, you're knackered, right? So I said to the bloke, listen, this won't do. I want the phone fixing, or I want a replacement phone. I said, I don't want a Nokia 95. Just send me whatever your bog standard factory phone is. He said, are you insured? I said, yeah, the phone is insured. He said, well, they'll only replace your handset like for like, Nokia N95. I said, well, first of all, there's a £30 excess. And secondly, I don't want a Nokia N95. That's the trouble. They're shit. Right? He said, well, we won't help you. They're your choices. I said, well, can I speak to your manager, please? And he said, yes, I'll put you through. I go on hold. Comes back, goes about it. Sorry, the manager is in a meeting. I said, well, can you promise me he will phone me up later on? He said, yeah, I promise you. I said, no, I really mean this. What time later on? It'll see. He said it'll be this afternoon or early evening. Oh, okay. I said, and you promise me? And the guy went, yeah, I promise you he will ring you later on. What time is it now?
10 o'clock.
No call.
Okay.
This was at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So anyway, the calls are recorded. I will be phoning up T-Mobile tomorrow and saying, right, one of your people is making promises he can't keep. And went, what? I said, I want to speak to the manager now. Because I have problems now. So someone's going to get it in the neck of me tomorrow. The likelihood is I'll end up spending £30 to get another Nokia N95 that I don't want. But I'm not doing that without a fight. It is not my fault this phone is bust. It's because it's a crap phone. Right? And if they don't have crap phone in their warranty, I'm going to make them change it. I'm going to go all the way to the top tone. I may even get in touch with Busted.
With Busted?
Yeah, I reckon they could make it. They could reform and do a song about it.
Okay.
I reckon they could do a song about mobile phones, fa la la, mobile phones. Oh yeah, they're terrible. At least the Nokia N95 is really, really bad. Like really catchy number like that.
That is quite catchy.
It is, yeah. I'd buy it. I'd buy loads. I'd buy a Busted record if it was about my issues with T-Mobile. Because the other thing is that I pay for a monthly line rental to be on the net as part of the package. And I can't get on the net on my other phone. So the fuckers are going to refund me that. I'm not going to pay for phone. This will go on. Okay. I'm going to be Becca about this.
Nice.
I'm going to do a Becca. I'm going to go, right, you whackers, backer. Have a good listen.
When did your contract run out?
Well, I took on an 18-month contract whenever I got the phone.
Oh, right.
Because
okay.
I got super discount. When was that? 8 months ago? 9 months ago? I've got a long wait before they're going to offer me another phone, put it out that way.
Okay.
I think I've got a long wait on it. I think, anyway. So, yeah. So, I'm not happy about that, but I am happy about Forest. I'm also happy about the fact you've been listening to the Granovax right now. Oh, I'm good. And we ought to get on with the next song. Unless, is there anything you want to add? Have you had any phone-related incidents of late?
No phone-related incidents, no. Don't think so.
Do you still use your internet tablet?
No. Talk about it the other day, actually. I mean, to recharge it up, I start using it again. I only ever used it as a an organiser. But no.
Well,
I've neglected it.
Tony, I still want it.
Do you?
And that is a Nokia piece of kit. That was a really good piece of kit.
Actually, do you want it?
All bad, then, yeah. But yes, not, oh, thanks
not,
very much. Yeah,
it's
I'll
not
do
a phone, though.
Sorry, yeah, I know it's not a phone, Tone. We spent enough time telling people. It's not a phone, but I can get on the internet with it.
Yeah?
Yeah, with Bluetooth or something, can't I?
Yeah, you can.
Tony, it's an internet tablet. I must be able to get on the internet with it.
I'm just trying to remember, yeah, you can get, it's wireless, but yeah, you can do it with the Bluetooth for your phone. Yeah, you can.
Oh, what? Or I can just do wireless wherever there's wireless?
Yeah.
Tony, I absolutely want it. I've been lugging a laptop around for months when I could be using this Nokia. Was it the 810? Was it? Nokia what?
N810. Yeah.
The Nokia N8. I could be using the Nokia N8 in hotel rooms and on trains rather than the laptop, the bulky laptop I've been having to use. And you don't use it anymore. I knew I should have had that in the first place. You're really out of order.
You're not talking to T-Mobile now, you know.
And I want it immediately. And I want full, simple instructions in crayon so I can use it as well.
Go and talk to my manager.
Right. What, sorry?
Do you want to talk to my manager? Because she's not here.
Bollocks to her. I want that internet tablet.
Next time I'm down, I bring you.
I want. No, mate, it was sent to you, so you had it. You know, possession is 9/10 of the law, etc., etc. Even though it had my name on the fucking envelope.
My address, though.
Yeah, see, exactly, you still had it. You don't want to give this away. You don't want to give this away because you can't give anything away. You're out of order. You're going, I'll tell you what I do, Paul. £30. I go, no, Tony.
I started this conversation with, do you want it? Of course, yeah, you can have it. You want
it? Sorry, Tony, you're very kind.
Attacking
me. Voice up to 17th.
Oh, it's all right, then.
This is really, really good. Up to 17th. We're going to make the playoffs, man. I tell you, we're going to make the playoffs. Right. Is there anything that you want to say right now?
No.
Right, next track. Devilish Presley, How I Became a Hooligan.
Mr. Crowley's tarot, turn another card for me. Turn up the devil card for frustration and greed. I want to change, I don't know where to go. Turn up the death card, change is painful and slow. And I said, down. I feel like a prisoner now, a rock and rolling clown. And I said, oh, no, no, no. How I became a hooligan, well, I don't know. You a sadistic youth, swallowed insects to test your will. Is there something in your genes, something that makes you kill? But you, I'm not like you. I'm not evil, and I know what's true.
That was Devilish Presley, How I Became a Hooligan. And that's from their latest album, Flesh Ride. And why am I playing that, Tony?
Can't remember.
Because on Valentine's Day, February the 14th, yeah, they are playing The Coven in Luton.
Oh, right.
At the Hat Factory. And I'm doing my gig in Letchworth that night, but it's going to finish fairly early, and I'm going to get straight over to the Hat Factory, hopefully to see the end of Devilish Presley's set, and also to see... to listen to the tunes of DJ KV Nick, quite possibly the biggest goth DJ in Britain, who is on that night as well. And I think he'll probably end up being my mate, quite frankly.
Nice.
Most people who are quite famous think I'm really cool. So I would think that'll be how it'd work out. Right. He'd probably become like a really good mate of mine, I would think. Yeah, still... The reason that I know all about that, of course, is because I went to Thursday Fury. And by the way, the album's brilliant, Flesh Ride. And it's myspace.com/... Is it November? There's November 10th Records and Devilish Presley. They'll be in our top friends. All right. It's a really great album. I think it's their best album yet. We played quite a few of it. We played You Can't Spell Rock and Roll. We played Halloween Queen. We played Hitchhiker from Hell. Mm-hmm. We've now played How I Became a Hooligan. We played. Did we play Voodoo Goddess?
Can't remember. We played quite a few.
I don't think we have. We haven't played Inside the Haunted House yet. We played a clip of it. Anyway, we will play another track of it. It's a great album. Do buy it. Yeah, so they're on there. How I know about it is that Nephilim babe, Russ, who does Thursday Fury at the Black Horse in Luton, the something Thursday of the month, can't remember which one. The something, I think it's the third.
He's got quite
something.
A few different things, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's also got a new thing in Bedford. And he might end up DJing for me at something I'll be talking about you next week. Anyway, he came along to Dolly Remixture, which was on Sunday. It was absolutely brilliant. I was in Dereham in Norfolk the night before. Yeah, Ham in Norfolk. Is that it's the home of the Saxon Saint with burger. So it's a with it's with a deer hamburger. See what I've done there? With deer hamburger. Yeah. Yeah. They're all fat. No, it was interesting though that there was one of these outside kind of outside concessions like you get at football grounds, burger, not a burger van, you know, the burger stalls you get that have the smell of fried onions. There was one of those in the venue. They clearly do like burgers there. It was the first ever night, really good show actually. And I was on first, it was an early start. I was finished at 8:45 in the pub by 9. Oh, nice. Yeah. Stayed over, got leathered on the local beer, which is the same as local beer around here, Abbott Ale. Got in a right mess with this bloke, John. That's another story. Anyway, on Sunday, after visiting the Tesco's in Royston, something of an experience. They've got clothes and everything, Tony. I've seen the future.
Wow.
It was my latest cabaret show, Dolly Remixture, which I've been banging on about for weeks. And we did have the house band this month, but I don't think we'll be getting them anymore, sadly. They are a terrific band, but they're not, well, there's loads of reasons. One of the reasons is that the show's got a bit busy to have them on as much as they'd like to be on. So we've had to alter things a bit. It meant that the headline band, the Trailer Trash Orchestra, stepped in and just did a song at the start of each section and then did the last bit as well. And it just made for a brilliant night because it meant that everyone in the crowd already knew the band were great. So when the cabaret bit finished, everyone stuck around for the band, everyone was dancing. Really, really good show. We had a magician on called Tim Shoesmith, who is probably better known in America than he is here, in that he's got he's had residencies in Hollywood and Vegas, but he's moved to Welling Garden, so he's now got a residency in Itchin. He was fantastic. I mean, not in terms of the magic, I never liked the magic, but he was a great comic. A really good, I mean, he had everyone spellbound with rope tricks, but was really funny as well. The highlight of the night was when this bloke Simon sat down the front, said the guy Tim did something with a rope that was a bit crazy, and Simon, it all went quiet, and Simon shouted out, "Burn the witch!" And Tim Shuster was fantastic because he said, "I'm glad you've said that, because my next question was, what I really need tonight is a transvestite called Simon to come out of the crowd and be my assistant." And Simon had to get up in his frock and stand there as his beautiful assistant while he did another trick. It was terrific. Both the comedians were really, really good. We had local dancers on this time round who aren't burlesque. They're cabaret dancers, kind of high-kicking, crazy types. And they were absolutely brilliant. And then the burlesque dancer we did have, Miss Trixie Rose, was absolutely lovely. And she did our first balloon pop.
Oh.
They're funny things to watch, balloon pops, mate. What's really funny is watching, because the girls have to do their own props, watching a girl in the pants in the dressing room just going red in the face. She blows up balloon after balloon and then sticks them to her. I did have things to do, but I took 5 minutes out to watch that, and sure. No, I didn't help.
Okay.
I said, "Sorry, love, I'm a smoker."
Nice.
Yeah, Jesus, as well, the poor girl was there for ages. Yeah, absolutely brilliant night. The next one's February 22nd. Features The Zeros, who we were going to play this evening, but I haven't got their CD, and I asked them to send me a song for now and to send me a CD through the post, but they didn't get the song to me until after we'd started making this show. So I'll have to wait until next week, but they're really, really good, as you will find out next week. And they're the headline band at the next show. We've got some great stuff on at the next show. Tickets will be available in the next few days from Helen Rochford's shop on Bancroft Hitchin and from Boogaloo Beats, which is the new shop under Remix, which is, well, it does what it says on the tin, basically. It's a kind of dance music shop. But you'll be able to get tickets in there at £8 in advance, £10 on the door. This weekend, I am in Newcastle. So if you were planning on going to the Hyena Comedy Club, do get down there over the weekend and make sure you say hi. I can't remember what I'm doing up there. I might be happy if I'm opening. I'm not sure. I compared it last time. I do like comparing, but there's some other stuff I can go and do on a Saturday night. There's a burlesque night on Saturday night in Newcastle that I've been invited to. So I might try and get down to that as well if I'm on early. All right, that's about that. Is there anything else that you want to mention, Tony?
No, not this weekend. I'm busy moving Stephanie up, the big movie this weekend, so that's what I'll be doing.
Well, fair enough. You'll be doing Stephanie. Hey, guess what? Now, it's time for you to introduce the next track.
Yes.
Because obviously I don't know anything about this newfangled contraption of a band called Right Hand Pink. Fill me in.
Okie dokie. Right Hand Pink is basically Alcohol, which is me, Steve and Corey. Pagey, who was the keyboard player from Photo Booth, but he has now left them. So Photo Booth probably aren't
about
anymore.
About fucking time.
he's just our bitch now. and my cousin Carly on vocals.
Hi Carly.
We've been going a few months. We are called Right Hand Pink. myspace.com/righthandpink. We've only got about 6 songs so far, and so I've chosen the quickest and shortest from them.
Does this mean this one was written by you and has been around before? Is this an Alcohol song that they're doing, or a Tony Earn song they're doing, or is this a Right Hand Pink song?
This is a Right Hand Pink song.
Oh, brilliant! It's a new one then.
Yeah, we wrote 6 new songs.
Oh, brilliant!
Yeah. I was going to have an old one or whatever. I thought, no, we'll just go for the new ones.
Exactly, that's how Punky likes it.
Yeah, so it's a bit poppy, but it's still, I think, really upbeat and punky, so...
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, it's called Go.
Feel unbound, my feet's on the ground. You want me to stay, I want you to go. Leave me, take all I am. Go, leave me, take all I am. Hey! You won't see the truth, babe. I've got the proof, all that's left to say. I want you to go. Leave me, take all I am. Go. Leave me, take all I am.
Tony, I guess you ought to.
That was Go by Right Hand Pink. For more information or to listen to more tracks, myspace.com/righthandpink. All 6 of the songs on there.
Directly after this show. Are the songs free to download?
No, I think I've done the usual thing. You can just play them.
Cheeky boy. Yeah. Cheeky boy. That's right. You making sure you keep the copyright on this, mother.
That's right.
This is going places. Just think you could be the new Dire Straits.
That's the dream.
You could be a Dire Straits tribute band. You could call yourself Diabolical. Hello, Hussy Skunk listeners. Hello, Wicked Radio listeners. There's lots of things that we'd like you to do this. Well, from Sunday. What are they, Tone?
Well, Sunday, please do vote for it. It's a new month, the 1st of February, so please do vote for the podcast, Ali. Go to punkradio.com, top of screen. Important, please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out.
But what's more important and what's more pressing, and you can do it right now, is you can email me a twat. I am desperate for twat. I am cold turkey in my twat addiction. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Do it now.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
You're getting the sweats for twat.
For tramps.
You're getting the sweats for twat. Make sure you don't have your mobile near you. Oh dear. Oh
no,
dear.
Oh
dear. Please do send your poems to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email poetry corner. Word of the week, same thing. paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email word of the week. We haven't had a judgmental in a while. If you have a gig for the International Gig Guide, which we haven't sung this week, we'll do that next week. Do email. What do you do for that? Tony,
email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just tell me
the
details.
See you in Newcastle this weekend. If you are in the northeast, please do show up and say hi. I'll be at the Hyena Comedy Club on Leeds's Lane. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog.